The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the podcasters. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the Trending Topics Network and or any and all contributors to this site. All beer inside also contains foul language and is generally for adults. So if you don't like anything we have to say, then kindly go fuck yourself with a bag of dicks.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you bring. I drink beer when I am sad, because the beer, it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! And stop! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to All Beer Inside, episode 8, take 2. Episode title, Fuck You, Kev Botrek, for losing the recording.
Hey, Cart.
Today.
I heard we have a sponsor.
We do have a sponsor from at Old School at the Movies, Mr. Old School.
Old School at the Movies has the amazing DVD sale. 5 DVDs for $10 Canadian. That's practically worthless. Here we go. Amadeus. BBS the documentary.
Quicker.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Faster.
Beverly Hills Cop 3. Bone Cop, Bad Cop. Borat. Bowling for Columbine. Bubba Hotep. Butterfly Effect. Fever Pitch. Hackers. IWS. Johnny Mnemonic. Kill Bill 1. Kill Bill 2. Kung Pao. Memento. 1 Hour Photo. Payback. Photo Booth. Prairie Giant. The Tommy Douglas Story.
All right. You know what? How about you give these kind people a link to maybe your Facebook.
Rocky, Roger, Rush Hour 2, Simone, Star Trek, Star Trek 2, Star Trek 3, Star Trek 4. Star Trek 7, Star Trek 8. Star Trek The Motion Picture, Star Trek Nemesis, Team America World Police, The Big Lebowski, Dark Knight, Social Network, 20 Years Too Soon, WWE Billy Graham, ECW One Night Stand, WWE Hostile Rules, WWE On the Road with Honky Tonk Man, WWE Royal Rumble 2003, WWE Heart Story, Rise and Fall of ECW, Ultimate Warrior Shoot DVD, Ringside Collectibles, and Ultimate Reflect Collection. Thank you, bye.
All right. Also joining us on the panel this evening, we have Mr. C Money.
Try to top that.
Mixmaster Phil.
I need a list.
So if you want to buy any of the DVDs.
At oldmovies.net, 8 for $10.
He's practically giving them away.
It will cost me more to ship them to you.
And finally, the man who cost us the last episode 8, Kev Botrek.
Yeah.
So let's begin the beer tasting portion of this evening.
That was great.
All the beers.
I can introduce.
I said Miss Kay.
Yeah, I plugged his beer.
Yeah, and he plugged him. All the beers this evening are from Microbrasserie St. Arnold.
From Mont Arnold.
In Mont Tremblant, Quebec. We're beginning the evening with a white ale.
Get to the hopper.
Blanche des Anges.
That was great.
An angelic beer, unfiltered and brewed with orange and coriander, a real taste of heaven.
The real taste of heaven.
It's White Angels.
Basically. White Angels, here we go. Cheers to White
Angels.
I wonder who's going to like this one.
From the lips of a white angel.
You can smell the orange.
Bitter.
This has literally
no taste.
No taste.
Yeah. Surprisingly, this, like.
It is like.
Orange Perrier.
Fizzy water. Perrier. That's exactly
fizzled it. Down or orange Perrier.
With an aftertaste of citrus.
With an aftertaste of citrus. Citrus.
Citrus database.
It's, yeah. This evening, no one can talk.
It's, you know that Mr. Clean, the citrus, like.
All the chemical, like lemon.
Yeah.
Lemon eats
Mr.
Best.
Mr. Clean.
All right. Start with the rankings. Mr. Old School.
2.
5. 2. C Money.
1.
Oh, I gotta Bill. Force this one down.
1.5.
I'm a 1.75.
And the streak continues.
The bad beer streak is back.
I thought we had a chance to get away from this.
We're the Mark McGuire of bad beers.
We had one good session.
We are the carp of reading of bad beers.
They will never know. Or they will find out.
This episode brought to you by Mr. Clean fucking Perrier at my DVD sale. 9 for $10.
By the end of the night, it's going to be everything for
you. I'm going to be paying
I'll buy you.
You
a brand new DVD.
I'll give you $50 just to take them.
Next is Riviere Rouge, or Red River, a toasted red ale.
Red River.
Darkest amongst red ales, a perfect balance between caramel and roasted barley.
All right, here we do it.
All right.
That last beer still fucking sitting.
Yeah.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Here we go. Red River.
Better than the last one.
Sure, this is the red one?
Yep.
Is it me or these beers taste like nothing?
Mm-hmm.
No, but it's like a coffee, a bit of a coffee, or?
No, he said the caramel.
Probably help if I actually listen to what Carp says.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, I really agree. It's like every beer so far is
like really watered down.
Yeah.
This is
coming in at 5.5%. The last beer was 4%.
The aftertaste is okay, though. It gets better with time, but still.
Yeah, the first beer was 4% alcohol.
I'd struggle to finish this full beer, to be honest with you.
But you don't find a bit, like, after, like, 20 seconds, it gets better? I don't know. I'm trying.
I think you're full of shit right now.
I'm trying.
All right, C-Money, what do you give this?
This is a bit better.
I mean, better than the last, so I have to go above that, but I'd say maybe a 2.
Phil?
Yeah, I'd give it a 2 as well.
Yeah, I'm at 2.25. And
I'm liking this aftertaste. We're going to go 2.3. Went up 0.3. It went up 0.3.
Ooh la la.
Oh, God, that is a bad aftertaste, actually.
Really? You know what? I don't agree with that.
Fight.
No, I'm not fighting.
He's allowed not to agree.
These are hard to get out.
They are.
Enjoy the next one. It's a bitter.
Oh, this is a terrible aftertaste.
Really? I don't see where you're coming from on that one.
Oh, man.
I actually am liking this more as I drink it.
0.3 more. Just remember.
It's a significant 0.3.
Excuse me?
Okay.
Did you just have, like, mouse cum fun?
I was Kebo. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Okay, what's next?
Limiers.
I love the fact that he's just like...
It's a strong...
Spit it out, fucking retard.
It's a strong, smooth, bitter beer. Description, full of life and sparkle. This Ember beer...
This name that Carl cannot pronounce.
Rich and alluring will tempt you back for more. It comes in at 6.2% on upper volume.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To the...
They're all fucking water beer.
It tastes super watery.
This is so strange.
Phil just took different food colors. I brought beer.
Yeah, he bottled it.
It's fucking drinking water from Rio.
It's no green beer.
You got the Zika special here.
Wasn't that the Red River?
Red River and the Green Pool.
Okay, whoever's on beer next, please can we fix this?
Mr. Old School. Phil.
Yeah, mine last time was terrible, but I went to his fucking store.
Yeah.
I don't even have to say it. He thinks his own grave, that's perfect.
Well, I was ridiculing you, you asshole.
That was pretty much a reenactment of what happened. You walked in.
Exactly what happened.
Oh, you need to give him a sweet tart. Sweet tart, this skunk beer.
Give him this beer.
And you guys haven't stopped the
Yeah, we've got this.
They went in the back and just got all the shit they were going to throw up.
Yeah.
They just hit that.
They rebottled like the leftovers.
They rebottled the mop water in the fucking bucket. They fucking bottled that.
Quick, just get a marker and put a bunch of beans.
Just call it boom, 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 boom.
He'll love this.
This is great.
Is it on untap?
Yeah, sure. Just put that name on.
Oh, fuck.
All right, Phil, what do you give this beer?
I give this a 1.8.
This just got really bad.
Oh, bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm a 1.5, old school.
One.
I'll do a 1.25.
I'm thinking, should we switch alcohol for the next episode of this beer?
Call it all wine aside. The show's not going anywhere. Yeah.
Did that show die?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Wow. I didn't say it, Charlie.
Charlie. You don't listen.
Yeah, she doesn't listen. It's like...
I'm just making the sound of a hockey puck being thrown into a pool.
Gunt?
Gunt? I thought you were talking about Val Kilmer's bad guy in MacGruber.
Gunt.
I think we're going to get a call from Standards of Practice.
This is all right. Struggling to finish this one. What are you about? You've already got that one. I mean, it hasn't even been McDonald's.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fuck.
He's ready.
I'm ready to go.
We're waiting on these two gentlemen.
I'm ready. Sorry. Okay, I thought you were squinching because I burped. Okay.
Squinch?
Scrinch?
Scrinch?
Squinch? Scrinch? I looked at Carp there, but I'm like, no.
I'm not.
Wait, hold on. Carp, to actually know what a word is? This is bottle of mop.
That would be the worst.
Bottle of mop water.
He's literally just gonna stay there and keep saying until you give him a bottle.
You gotta give him something with a V on it, or he's not leaving. Oh, that's great. What are we drinking?
Anyway, Le Vécu, also from St. Arnold. It's a Belgian Dubail ale. Dark beer brewed with Quebec honey, blessed with heavenly flavors.
Blessed.
This place is
somebody
very...
jizzed in it.
Yeah, blessed. Yeah.
So let me reread this, okay?
Yeah.
Where'd you read that thing?
On the side.
Dark beer, dark water brewed with Quebec honey water, blessed with heavenly flavors of
water.
Tap water.
Just so you know.
It's coming
will
in.
Will this be the saving grace?
It's coming in at 8.5%.
We're
wow.
literally going to shit it ourselves
better, yeah.
drinking
it
this.
Better.
Arnold.
It smells like nothing.
Yeah, this is watered down.
Bad sign.
Watered down with a aftertaste of ass. Wait till
the
ass hits you.
I can taste the honey.
Yeah, but it's deep.
Yeah.
It's buried deep.
It's buried deep in a mountain of ass.
There's like shit water and then there's honey.
This little prospector guy on the bottle looks like he's taking the shit that is now in this cup. He's squatting and shitting in this glass.
He's making a lot of money, but he's making us drink the shit.
All right, I'm making a public announcement, and I want this to go viral. St.
Arnold
is a fucking asshole for making this beer. This is the worst set of beer I think I've ever tasted.
Yeah, on the show, it's the worst set.
Without
before,
question.
Yeah.
This is not considered beer by any stretch of the means. Like, Jesus. For an 8.5, for it to still taste this watery?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Hey, good on you for trying, but holy crap.
All right, we'll start with Mr. Old School.
Zero.
C-Money?
Oh, it's five. No, like, fucking, seriously. This is
one.
Strong for a while. Like,
one.
At one. Best.
Phil?
0.5.
I'm a 1.25, and that's being fair.
That's because you have no taste buds.
From drinking that piss water.
Fucking mop water.
No, it's not mop. It's... Are we doing the who's drinking what thing, or you start?
I got multiple beers, but I'm personally starting off with from Brasserie Dunham, Ping Pong Wizard. It's a farmhouse ale. Phil, what are you drinking this evening?
From the goddamn St. Arnaud. I'm having the Black Gold. The it's a stout, 5.5%.
See money.
All right.
For me.
Normal is weird, so I'm hitting up with a Flying Monkey craft brewery. And I'm going up with their slogan of, eventually, human nature instinctively rebels at normality. So some Canadian Flying Monkey beer.
It's from, they're based in Toronto,
from,
I think.
At Barrie, Ontario.
Barrie,
there
there
you
go.
Go.
Not far off from Toronto.
Genius of suburbia.
And Mr. Old School.
I'd like just to let everybody know that this segment's brought to you by Old School's DVD sale. Get some great titles such as Boy for Columbine, Bubba Hotep, Firefly, Fever Pitch, Packers, Johnny Mnemonic,
I'm gonna cut it off.
Kill Bill 1, Kill Bill 2. I am drinking a double chocolate stout from Young's directly from Ireland.
Isn't it London?
Directly from London, England. Young's double chocolate stout.
Who the fuck can't read now?
I just thought it was Ireland.
The one and only.
All right, I'm liking this Flying Monkey's craft brewery because they put shit under their cap.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm about to blow your mind right now.
All right. I'd like to apologize to the city of London for assuming that your beer comes from Ireland.
All right, check it out. How much deeper would the ocean be without sponges?
No,
that's deep.
That's
deep.
Ocean deep.
Do you mean sponges as in like the sponge that the
yeah, like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes,
that's the only sponge.
We're gonna buy apples in the sea.
They're hoochie.
You're just shaking your head.
Hoochie
like
coochie?
No,
because
like
the sea's full of them.
Sea sponge.
Huh? What's a sea sponge?
He doesn't know much outside the island.
Yeah,
so that is good.
It's literally
a sponge.
Spongy.
Why the fuck?
Underwater shit.
And it sucks in water.
Oh, it's a sponge.
It's a sea creature.
Could you say if you took the sea sponge out of the sea?
Yes.
Could you use it to clean floors?
No.
You can use. Sure. Why not?
Has it ever been tried? No, but have you ever tried it?
No, I'm sure.
Have you checked any doc? Has anybody ever attempted? Has anybody ever attempted to clean a floor
with an atom?
With a sea sponge?
Let's find out.
Or with a woman's sponge?
Oh,
comment. Has anybody ever done that?
How do you think I get this place so clean?
Well, then again, woman's sponge. Cleaning the floor, women clean floors. By extension,
they don't drag their badge on the floor.
I'm pretty sure when I leave the house,
oh my
it's
God.
Just like
the top Google results. So I put in, can a sea sponge? Can a sea sponge get stuck? Can a sea sponge move? Can sea sponge tampons cause TSS?
What? What was that word?
Can sea sponge tampons cause TSS? Can you eat a sea sponge?
One.
How big can a sea sponge get?
Okay.
How much
how long
sponge
can a sea sponge
split? Sponge.
This segment brought to you by
Old School DVD Sale. Star Trek 1, Star Trek 2, Star Trek 3, Star Trek 4, Star
I'll
Trek
cut
5.
All cut M.
Star Trek Nemesis. Star Trek Insurrection.
Get it now on Facebook.
Star Trek 2009. Not with William Shatner. With Borat.
And obviously the show's about booze.
Amadeus.
Barnes & Noble's. Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble's. There's more than one.
The first fucking thing you read.
First word.
Oh, no, we're actually talking about the other one.
He's 0 for 1 in words.
Plans to use booze. Plans to use booze to lure us back from
booze?
Amazon.
Booze or booze?
Booze. Booze.
Okay.
Booze.
We're willing to bet you're ordering most of your books online. We're willing to bet this because pretty much everybody is buying their books online. You may have forgotten the days of aimless bookstore browsing, but Barnes & Noble hasn't, and they want us back. Back. Barnes & Noble has been reading the articles you've been posting on Facebook about drinking and science, and they've hatched a comeback plan that's right up your alley. Booze and books. So, will booze bring you back to the bookstores?
So I'm gonna get shit-faced and go read books?
Well, you're gonna go read books and get shit-faced at the same time.
It's not, first of all, imagine four guys.
Well, no, let's put this on the table really
all right.
Okay, really quick.
Yeah.
Carb drinks a lot of beer, and he still doesn't read. So that should answer the question.
He is the scientific study of this not working.
It's proven right
scientific
there.
Study of one.
He is the connection in the Venn diagram where this is not your market.
So at the end of the article, will sipping on wine or beer enhance your reading experience, or will it just lead to some confusing purchases? Only time will tell.
So
it's a fucking Hail Mary.
But I don't understand what they're trying to achieve.
They're trying to get everybody out of the house
so you can sit down.
Out of the house?
Two Barnes and Noble.
Out of the house.
But who says, oh man, I'm going to go have fun drinking beer.
And
I'm going to the
books.
Bookstore.
If that was already the case, people would get shit-faced and go to the library. They don't do that. Yeah. Do they do that?
In the age of cat cafes and Instagrammable design elements, this move demonstrates Barnes & Noble has joined the retail trend of offering customers an experience to compete with online retailers like Amazon.
It does not compete at all.
Which offer just the goods at a steeply discounted price. The new Barnes & Noble stores will open in Eastchester, New York, Edina, Minnesota, Flossom, California,
that's
and
your problem
Virginia.
Right there.
Yeah. Edina, New York.
No, let's Edina, Minnesota.
Whatever. Let's all go to Edina, Minnesota.
That's Minnesota-based audience.
Fuck
now.
Minnesota. Let's go to Edina, Minnesota, get shit-faced, and buy books that we can find online in 3 seconds. Not gonna happen. Stupid.
I don't see it. I mean,
that makes no sense.
I don't see it happening. I don't understand.
They literally had a hat of random stuff to put with the books, and fucking beer came up. Let's do that.
Because coffee, I can understand, because you sip whatever.
Yeah. We had those. Even then, we had those at the Chapters here.
They do have that. They have a coffee shop.
Yeah.
You're not going to have one pint and then read a book or a magazine. Like, what the hell?
And they're trying to sell books, not for you to come there and read them.
Dude, they only sell, like, big font books. Like, the text has to be, like, super huge at some point.
When you drink, you socialize.
Beer is so good with Where's Waldo.
No, but when you drink, you socialize. You don't sit there and read a fucking book when you're drinking.
Yeah, you gotta tell someone, it's like, yo.
Isn't it a social lubricant?
Yeah.
So, how are you gonna be socially lubricated?
Okay.
I'll let it slide.
What happened? What did I do?
His retirement was so smooth that and C-minus reaction was priceless.
let's dive a bit deeper into this.
We're gonna dive. Do we need a little social lubricant?
It's a good term. I think it's a social lubricant. I do not see the issue with this. What? I think it's a great term.
Let's see how that catches on. Social lubricant.
Hashtag social lubricant.
And the good news is now, when you get 10 DVDs for the price of 3,
you get a social lubricant.
You get a jar of social lubricant.
I'm selling it. I'm packaging it right now. Social lubricant.
Isn't that just selling cum, basically?
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. For every 10 DVDs, you get one jar of social lubricant.
Or Vaseline.
Star Trek 1. Star Trek 2. Star Trek Nemesis.
Royal Canine Cat Litter.
For kill.
For hedgehogs.
For hedgehogs.
All right, so that was my article. I believe this article was Mr. Old School?
Yes. This article is brought to you by Mr. Old School DVD.
Solar power.
Amadeus Borat.
Solar power.
Fever pitch.
Shut the fuck up.
Hackers. Ace Ventura. When Nature Calls.
All the classics.
Even the third one. Straight to DVD. Straight to your house.
They made a third one?
Beverly Hills 1.
Really?
With the kid.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Beverly Hills Cop 1.
You don't need the second one.
Why watch the second one?
When you can have the first and the third.
The best and the worst.
You're at Mr. Old School of the movies. We give you the bookends of series.
Yeah. Since Mr. Old School doesn't use his own podcast anymore, he will promote his product on the other podcast.
The third and the first.
Solar-powered machine turns urine into beer.
No, not mine.
That would be mine.
Oh, that's C-Money's article. So they actually are holding a bottle of beer brewed with water taken from urine. It's called Sewer to Brewer.
It's like some...
I think we just actually had this.
I'm so sure.
We just had this during the taste test.
St. Antoine or whatever.
So during the last... Arnold. During our last attempt at this episode, we were talking about bathwater to beer. And now we're taking it pretty much a step quite a lot further.
Hold on. Do you piss in the bathtub?
Some people piss in the bathtub.
So it would kind of be related. Yeah. If you piss...
Oh, wait. Hold on. I need to put something...
I'm not saying I do it.
No. There's a very distinct thing. Do you piss in the bathwater or do you piss in the shower? Because if you piss in the bathwater, there's a whole...
I don't have a bath. How can I piss in something I don't have?
But would you? Yeah.
No.
No.
I'm not going to sit in my own piss.
You said piss in the bathroom.
No, I didn't say I would do it. I'm saying people do it.
I think almost everybody pisses in the shower, especially their own shower.
I don't.
On lazy mornings, guilty.
I do it all the time, but I mean, I
aim for the drain. I don't spray it all over the wall.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. You're all wet, so it's not like you're getting dirty.
Well, they say
if you shit in the shower.
No, I don't shit in the shower.
It was a drain.
Okay,
Louis C.K., the kid who diarrhea'd in the tub.
Diarrhea. What's a diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
You said diarrhea.
I said diarrhea. Do
you have a sweat stain under your titty?
Maybe. Yep. I'm here.
Brought to you by
Old School DVD Sale. So, Quantum Leap Season 1. Quantum
sold.
Leap Season 2.
Which we already sold.
Those are the only three I've
and
sold.
I'm getting rid of all of this just to piss you off.
I'll re-release with my own.
A solar-powered machine that can create drinkable water out of urine could now be used to make beer, according to researchers. Well, we were already talking about how the International Space Station, they're basically recycling their piss.
Essentially, it's just a machine that turns, like, urine into water.
But now we're saying it's turning it into
beer water,
that will technically make you...
Well, isn't that what they used to do at Peel Pub? Just recycle the urinal into the beer?
And St. Arnold from Paul Trombla.
So, having tested the method at a music festival in Ghent...
Wait. Did they know they were drinking piss?
Ghent's in Belgium.
It just says, having tested the method at a music festival in Ghent...
They literally drank piss.
So beware.
Where the team collected 1,000 liters of water in 10 days.
The guy was sitting there, he's like, this tastes like piss. And he was actually right.
He's now looking at using the water to make beer. We call it From Sewer to Brewer. Sebastian Duress, one of the researchers from the University of Ghent, told Reuters. We're able to recover fertilizing and drinking water from urine.
Fertilizing.
Yeah, like when you fertilize.
Fertilizer and drinking water.
So that's shit.
Yeah, that's shit water and piss
from
water.
From urine using a simple process and solar energy. To purify the urine, the researchers first collect it in a tank and heat it using a solar-powered boiler. As the water evaporates, it passes through the membrane, which separates it from nutrients.
The water's not
bad.
You're brewing piss all day. That's all you're doing.
You're collecting piss crystals at the end.
Jesse Pinkman.
What if you're
in beer crystals?
Imagine you're the piss crystal guy. You have to you wait until everything's brewed. You have to take out the piss crystals.
Yeah.
You start when the bar closes.
Separate research has shown another innovative use for urine. The University of West of England.
Well, R. Kelly
created a pair of
it's
socks.
On 14-year-olds.
Yes, exactly.
Created a pair of socks that could send a text message in an emergency when powered by urine.
What?
Yeah.
What you piss said. On the sock.
You piss on the sock and sends an emergency text.
What if you
message?
Regularly piss on your socks?
Though? Well, then you're regularly sending out.
But then you gotta stop wearing your socks in the shower.
The ambulance stops showing up.
Stop putting them over your dick.
So you piss onto your sock.
Here's another one.
Oh, fuck, man.
What if you film a lot of movies? Don't they have the cock sock when you're doing the fake fucking whatever?
The cock sock?
The cock sock? Yeah.
You don't have
love scenes, you have the cock sock.
Cock.
So you can
sock.
Yeah, it's basically so that stars
so
can
come on people and stuff.
No, not even that. It's basically so that
pre-cum.
Your junk isn't shown in the movie.
And there's no pre-cum on the show.
And so they can see your ass or whatever other part
so
of your
leg. So Will wouldn't like it because he doesn't get to see cock.
No, he would hate it.
Yeah, he would hate
but
it.
But say if you accidentally put the cock sock on your cock. And you pissed a little bit. The fucking...
It's like the police and the ambulance
show up. You're sitting there with a cock sock. You're awkward.
And you'd have to pay those fees on the text messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then a department in Bristol, which this week received more funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
This is the same fucking article.
Shady. First, fucking cock socks. And then they're taking over Africa.
Is developing a pee-powered device that uses urine to
feed
microbial fuel cells to generate electricity.
What?
That's actually smart.
Well, what if you don't have to piss? Like, you can't power your house.
Well, I know...
Like, imagine you can't cook.
It's cells.
Yeah.
So the
yeah.
cell can be used in multiple different things, right?
It's a fuel cell.
It's a fuel cell, exactly.
Okay. Well, say if you don't have to go.
You pee once.
You have a reserve.
You have a reserve. Fucking
what if you don't gotta go?
All day.
It's not like your pee's going. Yeah, it's not like a bike.
You're
not drinking like
80 liters of water to fuel your ass.
So here's what they're thinking. The researchers plan to
Jimmy, you gotta drink more water. I can cook supper. Nobody
Dude,
wants to.
I'm dying. Facebook's down. Someone fucking urinate right
Somebody
away.
Piss on my phone.
Somebody piss on my sock. Facebook's down.
Yes. The researchers plan to use the clean energy to power areas with little infrastructure, such as toilets and charging stations at refugee camps.
They're pissing in the grass anyways, might as well.
You piss into the toilet to charge the toilet.
If you had been told the beer was made with urine water, would you try it? I mean, we actually did tonight, but...
are they paying me?
It's filtered, right? It's just water.
It's filtered.
Yeah.
It's like the thing in the space station.
I drink the piss beer.
Whatever that survival guy does.
Yeah.
If Bill and Melinda Gates will drink it, I'll drink it.
I'm saying no.
You're saying no?
Yeah.
Cool.
Why would you drink the piss water?
Because there's a difference between... Well, okay, let me put it this way. Ignorance is bliss.
But the water...
I know when I eat McDonald's, that shit has gone through some nasty-ass shit.
Yeah.
If you flat out say, yes... Come, drink my piss.
Maybe hey, you want a beer real quick?
Really?
In front of you.
Okay, if the dude's pissing, if I'm watching him take his dick out,
he's keeping eye contact.
He's pissing in
the
bottle.
The bar,
no, that's a
you
game.
Go to the bar, and on the chalkboard above is like,
brewer, sewer to brewer.
Carp. 3 p.m. Mr. Old School. 3:52. Carp. 3:01 p.m. Carp. 3:02 p.m.
3:03 and 3:07.
The rule is you have to watch the process from start to finish.
Yeah.
So you have to watch the guy whip his dick out and piss.
Yeah.
And then you got to drink it.
And it's got to go through a funnel. Direct.
All right. Well, we had an article about 20 best stouts in the world. Unfortunately,
and we are drinking one of them. I unfortunately thought Young's was brewed in Ireland. It's apparently I don't know the difference between Ireland and England. It's brewed in London.
I can officially say that the same Arnold Stout is not good. So it's not part of the top 20.
Do you want one of my Young's?
Wow.
What if the beer was made out of the jizz water? Would you drink that?
You know what? I honestly didn't realize.
I'm just going to put this out there. Yeah. 9 out of 10, I guarantee his yums are black.
And on that note, we have a movie from the DVD sale starring a great African-American actor called Chris Tucker. We have the second Rush Hour. Not the first and the third, the second one.
With Zach
Sitchin. It'll make up.
That's how ignorant he is.
It'll make
somewhere
up.
Somewhere he got confused between Eddie Murphy and Chris Tucker.
Do you
understand the words coming out of my mouth?
It went Beverly Hills Cop 1, Rush Hour 2.
They all look alike to Mr. Olsen. They just all look alike.
I should just stop talking at this point. I'm just literally burying myself.
It's amazing.
Digging my own grave.
What? So you guys want to talk about Canada's pain in the ass liquor laws?
Please. Okay.
What was that word?
Liquor.
Yeah, I heard something else too.
Okay, so technically, like, I can't just order anything online and have it.
You said or.
Or? I said
you
or.
Can or anything.
I can order.
Yeah, it's still these old prohibition laws.
So he's sitting in the back going, and then I'm sitting next to him.
No wonder we keep getting all this shit.
The Indian guy's like, we got to get this motherfucker out of here.
Two of them are retarded. We get the
So it's not exactly breaking news that Canada has some perplexing alcohol laws. The ongoing trial of Gerard Comeau, a retired steelworker charged for crossing from Quebec into New Brunswick with 14 cases of beer and 3 bottles of liquor in 2012, aptly illustrates the point. Comeau says he went to Quebec for the bargains and had no idea he was breaking a law that many Canadians don't even know exists. I didn't even know this existed until I was told it. Canada's laws around alcohol can be confusing even to lawyers, let alone the average consumer who's just trying to buy a bottle of wine or some beer, says Mark Hicken.
He's
our own Hordor.
He's like, horror.
Just give him the shit in the back. Get him the fuck out of here.
We need to get the fuck out of here.
He's gonna get the fuck out of here.
Somebody's even holding the door for him. Let him go.
He's driving away to a customer. Just give him whatever in the back. Get him the fuck out of here.
Hordor.
So, Comeau was charged under Section 134 of the New Brunswick Liquor Control Act, which limits the amount of booze someone can transport into New Brunswick from another province for personal use to one bottle of wine or liquor or 12 pints of beer. New Brunswick law, as well as its counterparts in other provinces, gets its teeth from the 1928 federal statute called the Importation of Intoxicating Liquors Act. It mandates that alcohol can only be moved in or out of provinces with permission from its liquor control board.
Okay, that's right.
Okay, I've gone to Ontario many, many times and brought much beer home, and finding out that I could have gotten a fucking fine would have sucked.
Yeah, but in order for them to know, they would have to search your car.
Yeah, who's going to check? There's the one at the border.
So I've had so much beer in my car, I've had to put beer in the back seat of my car.
Yeah, but no one's going to check unless you get, like, stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no one at the provincial border.
Yeah, you don't have to do, like, the moonshine running. Like, nobody's coming after you.
Yeah, you don't have to sneak through the forest.
Car's sitting there doing 160 on the fucking highway. He's like, he's doing a moonshine run. Nobody's following him.
I was booming.
The cops are like, what the fuck? Just get him the fuck out of here.
Get him out of the
License and registration. Fucking.
Get him the fuck out of here.
We will escort you to the border. Get the fuck out of here.
Take all the beer you want.
Exactly.
I mean, it's an old archaic law. It should be stricken from all the fucking books.
But nobody followed.
Like all kinds of stupid laws. Yeah. Like there's a law, some stupid law in the state somewhere where you can't have too many cherries in a cherry pie.
But this guy got prosecuted. That's
yeah,
like
he's been. Yeah,
you're not going to get prosecuted because your horse died on a fucking street corner. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
this guy
was it Jericho's podcast. He was talking about. You can't have more than a certain amount of women. He was talking to, I think it was one of the guys from Neighbors.
Luckily, you won't have that problem.
And apparently, you can't have so many women in the same house that are unrelated because they can be considered prostitutes in certain states.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's lots of fucked up laws out there, but
here's the most messed up thing.
Yeah.
For these laws to exist, that shit has happened to some degree. There's
yep.
so much stuff we don't know about that's so fucked up
yep.
for it to have actually like come to that spot where they're like, we need to create a law for this.
Yes. We need to protect
the
citizens.
Also a law created in 1920.
Why are they so protectionist?
Well, for liquor, I think it's more or less provincial taxes.
Protective?
Protectiveness.
Protectionist.
Lubricant.
So it's a
social lubricant. Protectionist.
Liquor is controlled by the province.
Right? Liquor is controlled individually.
So if you keep losing money because they're selling it cheaper somewhere
in Ontario.
Else.
Yeah, see, I understand if you're trying to sell it in the province.
Yeah.
But if it's for personal use and you get busted for that, that's stupid.
But how is it? Because is it like that in the States too? Like,
you can't
really
even.
Strict?
Yeah, no, you can't get certain beers from other provinces, other
states.
You know you're Canadian when?
Well, there was, wasn't that the Eric Bischoff beer or the Stone
Cold?
Yeah,
the Oklahoma, whatever.
You couldn't, he couldn't bring it across state lines.
You couldn't even ship it.
That's stupid,
yeah.
man. At the end of the day,
these are old laws
that
should no longer exist.
But have a thing where you would pay a tariff, but you could still do it.
Yeah, free market.
Nobody would actually follow it, but.
Yeah, they're old laws that should be. Strict from like struck.
You should be able to just buy whatever the fuck you want. Give him the fuck out of the country.
Whatever you
got. He's in the US. Just get the fuck out of here.
Take your floaters. Take your soup that you love so much.
I'll go down to Plattsburgh or Chase.
And they're like, get the fuck out of our country.
And I can't even bring back more than 24 beers.
Sir, do you have anything to declare? Okay, just go.
I should be allowed to bring back more than 24 beers per person from the States.
How much?
24?
We're only allowed.
Are you drinking 800 beers? Like
I could easily bring back 48 beers.
Well, is it
24
over a certain period or total?
You're only allowed to bring back 24 beer or
24
a bottle. Years? 24 beers
really?
Or a bottle of liquor.
So just cram
a
bunch of Mexicans in your fucking car and like.
No, but they do the same at the, like, when you fly, right? You can only take 1 liter of alcohol.
Well,
yeah, they really
I understand flying, but driving across, I should be allowed to bring back.
You're allowed.
A few
if cases you don't check
beer.
Your car.
Yeah.
But flying,
yeah.
they always check your bag, so they know.
Yeah. Whenever I'm alone, though, they always pull me over.
Really?
They're like, oh, yeah.
Fuck this guy, he's got a bomb or something.
They never searched me, it's just they've always charged me on the taxes of, like, if I've been out 24 hours.
The retard taxes. Yeah.
So they're making a profit off of you.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Anyways, laws are stupid, fix them.
Yeah, Canadian liquor laws are stupid. Actually, North American liquor laws are stupid, and they got to fix them. Unfortunately, when Supreme Ruler Trump gets elected,
I think he's
we're never longer, we're no longer going to be able to get across
the border. Trump's opening the floodgate.
What do you have to say, Kevbo?
Why do we even invite him to these things?
Is he here?
I don't know.
He didn't even actually speak. He just shook his head.
I carried
a fucking retard.
Because we've been the part where we're like,
one time you should say I'm here and I'm not here.
We
forgot.
We forgot last time. So apparently drinking beer has health benefits. We've all heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But has anyone ever mentioned that a beer just might do the same? There are many reasons to expect that alcohol is bad for your health. Not only can it lead to alcoholism, but large quantities can also have a truly negative effect on our bodies.
Such as what happened at my...
For those who enjoy a beer, every now and then, it may come
Fallon.
As a welcome... And surprising news to hear that drinking beer in moderation can actually be good for you. Just as there are health benefits from apple cider vinegar, studies have shown that there are quite a few unexpected benefits to drinking a beer as well. How much beer should I drink? So how much beers do you think?
All right, I think you should drink
per day.
Per day?
If you drink in moderation.
Three per day.
I actually know the answer. Based on the health code of whatever fucking...
So, Canada Health.
So, here's the worst. However, WebMD reports...
You have cancer. You drink beer, you get cancer.
Yeah. Oh, I think I rolled my ankle playing a sport. Oh, you got cancer. So according to WebMD, what do you guys think it is?
1 to 3.
2.
No, 2 for men, 1 for women.
A pint or bottle?
No, I already won it. 2 for men, 1
Limit
for women.
Yourself to no more than 1 drink per day for women.
What's a drink?
2 drinks per day for men.
A beer. Yeah.
So, right. I mean, I've got 2-liter beer boots at home, so if I drink 4 liters of beer a day...
You might be stretching it a little bit. A little bit, you might be stretching it. Just like...
Benefit number one, improves heart health. Drinking a beer may have the potential to help your heart.
Just like the rug got stretched out on the Big Lebowski.
According to Men's Health,
it tied the room together. And it also is on sale. Oh, he's doing the fake stabbing motion. That's his nuclear bomb.
According to Men's Health, Italian nuclear. Researchers. Oh, Italian researchers.
Hey,
so you know that's right.
Italian?
Yeah, the fucking eye ties. Italian researchers have found that moderate beer drinkers had a 42% lower risk of heart disease compared to non-drinkers.
Because he died of something else, or?
He died of alcohol.
However, you should limit your beer drinking to 1 pint a day, which I think is actually 2 drinks.
That's fair. Yeah.
They didn't die from heart disease because their livers failed.
Well, exactly. Benefit number 2, lowers risk of diabetes. When it comes to keeping type 2 diabetes away, few people think about it.
Shit-faced.
See, however, as lifehack.org writes, multiple studies have shown that beer drinkers... Multiple studies have shown that beer drinkers had an approximately 30% lower risk of type 2 diabetes than test subjects who abstained.
Because he died of something else.
Benefit number 3, lowers blood pressure.
There you go.
Excessive drinking has been proven to have negative effects on the heart and blood pressure, but drinking a single beer may just do the opposite. According to Men's Health, beer can lower your risk for hypertension, as research suggests. In one study, Harvard researchers found that moderate beer drinkers are less likely to develop high blood pressure than those who sip wine or cocktails. So fuck you all, wine inside.
All outside, you got it right.
Outside, yeah. Benefit number 4, protects the brain.
As you've noticed from all the episodes of this show,
unfortunately, the study of one, aka CARP, does not completely disprove.
Well, most people assume that beer kills brain cells. One specific compound found in beer may actually protect the mind. According to Shape.com,
I trust Shape.com.
Fucking all this free promotion for all these fucking people.
According to lefthandtesticle.com.
.org.
Compounds in hops, which are found in beer, may protect against Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, according to
one. What is this may?
May.
They're not sure.
They may or may not.
Yeah, they go on to say may slow the development of neurodegenerative diseases.
Well,
holy shit, I got that right.
That means beer is working.
This correct pronunciation is brought to you by Old School's DVD
set. Benefit number 5.
Featuring Memento.
Increases bone density.
Payback.
As we get older.
Okay, Will.
Hey, you're being a dick. I'm tired of it. As we get older, our bones may become weaker and more susceptible to breakage. However, drinking beer may actually strengthen them. Beer professional Anthony Martin.
Beer professional?
Beer professional.
It's literally an alcohol you drink. I'm sort of a beer professional myself. Yeah.
It's not a
solid
card. This, but suggests, beer and I are kind of like, you know.
Anthony Martin suggests beer for stronger bones. A 2009 study concluded that the elevated levels of silicone in beer.
Silicone.
Can contribute to higher bone density. Benefit number 6, lowers risk of gallstones.
Boom.
Lifehack.org.
Yeah. Actually, that I trust.
Yeah.
Writes, beer drinking is associated with a reduced risk of gallstones, according to the Mayo Clinic. Gallstones
the
are
Mayo
made up,
Clinic?
Yeah.
The mayonnaise clinic?
It's the Mayo Clinic. It's a big clinic in the U.S.
It's a social lubricant.
Gallstones are made up of cholesterol, bile, and other things that cause pain in the stomach. No one wants to deal with that.
Your beer's been jizzing for like the whole
episode. Yeah, I know, right?
That's the amount of gas in
Benefit there. Number 7, stops cataracts.
Really?
According to thetelegraph.co.uk, cataracts are formed when mitochondria of the eyes.
Mitochondria, you fucking retard.
Shut up.
It's back at zero.
His benefit got negated.
0 days until the last accident.
Researchers at the University of Western Ontario found that the antioxidants found in beer, particularly ales and stouts, protect against damage.
From Ireland, young.
Number eight, staves off strokes. Scrolling to the Telegraph again.
Strokes.
It says strokes. Study by both Harvard Medical School and the American Stroke Association have shown that people who drink moderate amounts of beer...
Why are you grabbing your dick when you say that?
I scratched my calf. It's the fuck more retard.
It's part of the Canadian Stroke
Association. You gotta show your dick.
Moderate amounts of beer can cut the risk of strokes. These eight health benefits, blah, 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 blah. So, did these health benefits come to you as a surprise? Phil, are you surprised by any of these?
No.
C-Money?
Been around for fucking how many thousands of years exactly. People drinking this shit.
Maybe we just do like a thing about like how beer saved the world or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Carb, do you know of any alcoholics who either have autism or what is it? Alzheimer's or whatever?
Autism is.
That's hilarious that you forgot Alzheimer's.
I have Junior Alzheimer's. I have Junior Alzheimer's.
You have a lot of self-diagnosed problems.
Like,
you should really fucking go
brought
see
you by
Red
MG. Are they all black?
From geek.com. Smart beer glass earns you free beer. I believe this is from Phil.
Yep. Here we go.
Ah, a freshly poured pint. What could be better? How about following it up with a second pint that you didn't have to pay for? A company called Glassify is making smart beer glasses that can lead you to the promised land where the beer flows freely. Or heavily discounted, at least. Depending on the personalized offer you receive. Yes, the beers really are free or substantially cheaper. It's all about marketing.
Well, the second one is. The first one costs $18. Wow.
Despite being a $1.2 trillion business, booze beverages still don't have a great way to target their customers when they are most receptive to the message.
What fucking marketing do you need for booze?
You go to a bar, say, give me a beer. Problem solved.
What person has ever been like, you know, you gotta sell me on drugs?
No, but it solves the problem where it's like, because you show up at a new bar and they brew their own stuff, like, what do you like? I prefer like a more bitter thing. It just solves that problem right away.
Yeah.
But how does the, okay, tell me more. Sorry, I interrupted.
Because isn't a bartender.
It all starts with Glassify Smart Glass, which looks pretty much like a regular pint glass until you look at the base. There's something embedded in there that looks a lot like
It is a tracking device.
In the base of a Lego Dimensions minifig?
It's like an RFID thing.
Yeah,
it's a tracking device.
Which makes sense because that's pretty much what it is. Request a smart glass and the bartender writes information about the beer you're
drinking. They know where you live, who your family
when
is.
When it's poured and the PCB.
How much are you worth?
Yeah, what's your credit card number?
Passes the information to the Glassify app when you tap the glass on your phone. So it's a small little thing on the bottom of a glass.
But that means that every bar needs to now standardize their glasses to support the RFID.
Pretty much.
And they have to partner with this fucking...
Yeah.
It would probably have to team up with something like Untappd or...
Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
From there, the cloud goes to work. Say the good folks at New Belgium. So say you...
It's a fucking...
No, at New Belgium, saw you order up a fat tire.
Fucked up all the time.
They're fucking RFID fucking tags.
So yeah, it's going to use Twitter and all that shit basically to see what you like and untap apps.
What if you're at the bar and you don't want your girlfriend to know or whatever and it keeps tweeting that you're drinking all this shit? It's going to fucking out you. Like, why would you want that to fucking...
Does it have to go to social media or can it just go to like a private account?
It's on Facebook. It's like, I drank this. You look like a fucking alky.
Just says you can use Glassify to promote
your girlfriend comments. Right? I thought you were waiting for
I thought you were at your parents.
You can use the app to buy around for your friends as long as they're sitting in a bar that has the company smart glass on hand.
Get shit faced and then coerce your friends.
It's basically like a marketing tool to try and promote things.
I think this is way overcomplicated. Yeah. This current system now where you say give me a beer and you get one works pretty well.
Yeah. Because my question was with this, it was like, would it work? Would you guys use something like this?
I find your Philly need that doesn't exist, and I know Apple's great for that. Like with watches and
yeah, the watch thing is fucking stupid.
Yeah. I just don't see this, a need for this.
Because my initial thought is that you would have to carry your cup around.
That's
annoying. That's what I was originally thinking. Is like, well, I'm not going to carry a cup around. But this case, they're capturing information and putting it basically in the cloud anywhere that has this application to track your drinking habits, basically, right? So someone could come to you and be like, oh, hello, Mr. Didn't you see that you like
But say if you got a DUI, right? And this thing's tweeting the fucking police department.
Tweeting like your alcohol percentage.
Like, oh, you didn't drink, right? This app just said you got shit faced yesterday.
That's the thing, though. Does it go to social media?
It's going to go to
social
media.
I guess you could send it to
Just drink a beer at the bar and not have a problem. I don't see that.
I think this is two attempts to get millennials out to drink booze instead of just staying home.
No, dude. What bars are... Millennials do that. Millennials already do that.
They're already snobbish enough for their alcohol.
They're playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah. While drinking.
While expecting everything to them.
I don't know. I think for kind of like beer stores, maybe, that specialize beer, I think kind of like a barcode scanner thing to show my taste preferences would be cool.
They have that at the SAQ.
An entire glass.
The SAQ has an
Inspire card.
I think that this is a novelty thing and it's not going to get widely adopted. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
But there's too many people.
I think for a craft beer bar, a place that has like 100 beers on tap,
yeah,
and you try something, and you know you already have it on your phone, and it's like, if you like this, try this.
I would say you'd have to have that one untapped. But you'd have
yeah,
to have
that untapped. But let's say I don't have untapped.
But the bartender doesn't know. Like, you don't have, like, it's not plugged into the cloud.
The bartender's not there to tell you about every fucking beer. Well, he's there to take your order and give you the beer.
I think you would have, it would be better if it was like a themed restaurant that was more high tech that had this.
Yeah.
Not every fucking bar.
Or if you did that, Beer Fest or thing or something like that, then you collect the data.
That would be super cool at a beer festival. I would definitely get a glass like that for beer festival.
Yeah, because like, you like this? Let's recommend the next one that you'd like to try.
Or set a
playlist
for beer. That's what beacons do, right? So beacons are the same thing. If you go to a retail store, the beacons basically, you could be walking by your store, and all of a sudden you get a text on your phone that says, by the way, this thing that you were looking at, this t-shirt or whatever, is now 50% off.
Yeah.
So it forces you to, or it gives you the better intel to go and then shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that.
It's got potential, but the way they're trying to sell it right now, it's not for me. But if they were to improve on their idea, like for beer festivals or, you know, you're walking down and, the SAQ just got this beer that is not for sale here, then boom, I'm going in.
Give me alerts.
But
let me know about that.
But as of right now, the way it reads, it's like, you tried this beer. Try this beer at the same bar.
And I don't want to be carrying my
glass.
Nobody's carrying their fucking glass. They're like, fuck this.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to either have to standardize on every friggin' glass to support this friggin' chip. And then what if you're like, it's not scanning.
Yeah.
It's not scanning.
I can't log in. My password's wrong. I don't reset my password.
I forgot my password.
Let me fucking throw the glass. Guaranteed this is getting whipped in somebody's head.
Especially when you're drunk.
You're fucking happy.
And the chip has to be protected enough that it's a machine washer.
It's gotta be washable.
Because if you're busy pissing on your sock and you hit this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It just calls the police. Right?
What if you're too drunk and you piss in the glass? It's like, we suggest you drink Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And you're trying to get to the bar.
You
can't get out of
the door.
Or St. Arnold.
Or Bud Light.
Or Bud Light.
Alright.
Continue with beers and stuff. Apparently, craft beer is officially out of names. Unlike the supply of baby names, which is replenished whenever a celebrity couple names their kid after a direction or a piece of fruit. Okay, that's super funny.
That was good.
The number of beer names is finite.
It's infinite. It's absolutely infinite.
Mitochondria.
And it's not surprising with over 4,600 craft breweries in America.
They have an infinite amount of breweries.
That's a lot of breweries in America.
Yeah.
Each brewing a variety of beer has a limited number of words.
What? Is that a word?
It's difficult to select a beer name that already hasn't been slapped on a label.
Infinite.
And while we recognize the plight of the brewer in America regarding the naming crisis, we also have to point out some of the worst offenders. How the hell did we get to this point? It was just last September that Brewers Association, the trade group that represents America's craft breweries, proudly announced that the USA was home to over 4,000 breweries.
America.
The all-time high was 4,131. And it took 10 months from there to crush that goal and hit 4,600. Wow.
But is it just like fucking Jimbo Bob there in his fucking basement, some microbrewery, or is it an actual legit fucking establishment?
They're probably, I think at that point, they have to be established.
And you
if they're with the Brewers Association of America.
Moonshine and beer.
And his sister slash is the cousin or whatever.
If they're associated with the Brewers Association of America, they have to have a registered company. So,
listen, I had a registered company, and I live in a basement. So that
you should make beer.
I should make beer. I make beer in my bedroom. Jimbo Bob's fucking vo.
So it's funny to look back at the plain old names for beers back when there were barely any competition on the craft scene. Sierra Nevada had Pale Ale, Porter Stout. Anchor Brewing, another West Coast, had another West Coast OG, had a porter, a brown, an IPA. Youngling had its larder.
Old School had a brown.
What's a larder?
Larger.
I said larger. You said larger.
I said larger.
Play back.
Larger.
Play back. He had his larder.
Those are not just the size of
larder. Larder. He took bacon fat.
Those are also.
Pissed in it with a sock. Used
piss water.
Use solar power panels.
Just die. Just die.
Then he pissed on his sock and he sold it to you.
So popular modern day beers.
Message by Flying Monkeys Craft Brewery. Beer in Canada are like salt and pepper, only different.
These beers
also brought to you by
These Deep Thoughts brought to you by
Old School's DVD sale.
Ace Ventura 2.
Ace Ventura
3. So, New Belgium apparently has Ben and Jerry flavored beer.
Beer ice cream's been around forever. We've had it fucking Wild Willies.
Some of these beer names are atrocious. Unfortunately, in the quest to get attention with a funny name, some breweries miss the mark completely. There are plenty of sexist names for beers out there. It ranges from Deep Ellum's Dallas Blonde, goes down easy, says the can, to Sweetwater's Happy Ending, to Midnight Sun's Panty Peeler. And from the sexist, they're just plain sexual. There's always the Great River Big Cock IPA. Proceeds.
Can we import that to Big Cock IPA? Let me check the SAQ.
There's also a beer called the Beer Research Institute's Morning Sex and Revolution's Threesomes. Tinkidu, there's Bad Punch.
Shit. What the fuck was that?
It's all about pun-based beer names.
I'm looking for Big Cock IPA.
Ale Smith.
Can you Google Kinga Tinga?
There's Ale Smith's Java the Nut. Ruckus Optimus Prime.
Oh, that's dope. Right there.
Oscar,
that's the best name I've
ever heard. Blues Mama's Little Yellow Pills.
Optimus Prime. That is such a fucking good name.
And let us not forget the category of newfangled craft beer names that seem to say we've just given up. Tree Houses Julius. It says it. It says it.
There's multiple J's.
Big Cock IPA.
Prairie Standard and Miss Pillion's Rivers. Holy crap. All right. What would your crappy craft beer name be? Let's start with C-Money.
Mine would quite easily be Hordor Hops.
Hordor Hops?
Hordor Hops.
Hordor Hops.
Kempo, what would your vodka be called? Phil?
Okay, we're gonna hear on the recording him pissing. You have to keep it in.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, he's trying to make beer, so.
Yeah, he's making beer for us. Big Cock IPA right now.
So in that. On that note,
small cock IPA.
Small cock.
I mean,
on that note, it would be the.
Grower, not a shower.
The Golden Shower Blonde.
The recycled urine golden blonde.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. That's mine.
Old School.
Old School would be like Hogan's Hops. Dent, dent, dent. On the all
be great ale. In the beer, and like on the can, it's like dent, 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 dent. Or it goes dent, 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 in the back.
In the
dent, dent.
Hulk Hogan's.
Real American
ale.
I just messaged Double A if you could get us the Big Cock IPA.
Oh, wow.
Big Cock.
I mean, there is no wrestler-based beers. So. No, you could have the razor.
Steve Austin.
The Razor Ramon heroin. I mean,
Ooh, too soon.
You mean oozing machismo.
Ah.
Oh.
All right, what's the next
oozing one? Oozing machismo would be a terrible one.
Jake the Snake crack IPA. Big crack.
Speaking of Jake the Snake.
Crispy crack IPA.
If you ever have a chance to see Jake stand up, I highly suggest you go see it.
Are we supposed to go?
We missed it.
I went.
Oh. Yeah, weren't you guys all supposed to go?
The second
you
were supposed to go, he apparently had a heart attack or something.
What?
Brought you by Old School.
Need to pay for my heart.
Yeah. And WebMD. Everybody has cancer.
If it's not a heart attack, it's cancer. So we threw it out there. We asked people, our listeners, to give us stuff for All Beer Inside.
I think this was a mistake.
Tournament Hotness.
Hardness.
So a certain Mr. Heavyset tweeted us with one Mary Fuck Kill. Those who aren't regularly on the Trending Topics Network really wouldn't get this.
They're brand new.
So, Mary Fuck Kill. At Will. At this guy, Kiwi Tuts.
Why are you screaming at Will, like Will?
Or at AA Andy Anderson. Mary Fuck Kill. Now, we were trying to debate the Mary Fuck Kill thing. So, the Mary thing is, it's like you're with your bestie. There's no sex involved ever. You're just married to the person. Fucking is fucking and killing is killing. That's that simple. At Will, at
Face Kiwi, for radio.
At AA. Neither of them know.
First of all, we have no idea because I don't listen to all the shows on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Mixmaster P.
Brought to you by
Mr.
Old School's DVD sale.
Kembo sucks ass.
The Big Lebowski.
C Money probably only listens to this and maybe a couple other things.
So
Mr. Old School.
We did a segment just for her and Mr. Old School.
At Kiwi, at Will, at AA. Mary Fuck Kill.
This was a mistake.
So I'd fuck the gay guy. Fuck it. I gotta fuck somebody. I might as well listen.
Wait.
If I'm going gay, I might as well go with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Who's the gay guy?
At Kiwi Tuff.
Yeah, he's a gay guy. I'll just do him in the butt. Then, oh god, I gotta marry. I gotta marry AA.
Think about this.
Or Will. Like, I'm gonna keep telling him to stop yelling all the time. Okay, hold on.
We love you, Will.
Is suicide an option?
Nope.
You can't kill yourself. It's not part of the option.
No.
Okay. As painful as this is for me to say, I will have to marry AA Andy Anderson to kill Will so he would shut the fuck up.
We love you, Will.
I'm actually the same because AA has two jobs so he can take care of me.
Yeah. What? I mean, if you're... Here's my philosophy. If you're fucking the dude anyway,
you might as well fucking...
Fuck the dude who knows how to fuck other dudes.
Exactly. Alright, I don't know if everybody's seen it yet. Mary Fuck Kill, 2016 female Ghostbusters. One Mary, two fucks, one kill.
What?
2016 female Ghostbusters. One Mary, two fucks, one kill.
You have to bring
me
up.
We know who Old School's
talking about. You don't know who I'm gonna kill yet.
Who are you gonna kill?
Who's you gonna kill?
Leslie Jones!
You don't.
Who are you gonna kill? That blockchain.
I'm amazed you're not an American cop. Really.
Wow. Wow. Well, at least I didn't say the most inappropriate thing of the night. The most inappropriate award goes to CARP this week.
So Leslie Jones, Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, and Kate McKinnon.
So what are the rules again?
One married, two fucks, one kill.
Jones, McKinnon, fuck.
All right, so C-Money.
Jones, McKinnon, fuck.
Okay, Jones, McKinnon, fuck.
Kill McCarthy.
Yeah.
McCarthy.
McCarthy. iCarly.
The Peter Venkman bitch. Was it Peter Venkman? Yeah, Peter Venkman.
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. So.
She dropped weight for the role. She's getting into it for you. She's training every day.
Yeah, so she dies.
For that effort.
You gotta marry...
Kristen.
Kristen. No,
wait. All right. Old School.
So,
kill Leslie Jones.
It has nothing to do with it, but I have to kill Leslie Jones.
Before I spit, all I want to clarify
is that if it's not yellow, he doesn't want it to.
No, it's that it has nothing to do with race.
It has everything to do
and
with
all
race.
My previous iterations of Marry, Fuck, Kill, I do not believe should be related to this, as it is a unique selection to the other. And I
You know the truth comes out when people drink.
I base this solely on my preference of the actor, regardless of skin color.
Actress, you asshole.
Actress.
So she's a...
No, actually, actress. I'm not sexist because they're all actors, male and female.
So she's an untalented black actress.
I didn't even say anything.
He took a while to think about that,
I didn't even say anything yet. I'm a huge fan of Kristen Wiig. So we're going to marry...
A talented white actress.
We're going to fuck Kristen Wiig.
So you're going to fuck her. You're not going to marry her.
Correct.
Okay. So that's one fuck.
I am also a huge fan of Kate McKinnon.
Fans.
We are people.
I think that Kate McKinnon is quite attractive. So I think that fucking Kate McKinnon would also be a good thing.
The talented white lesbian actress.
Now...
So now, that being said, if I'm marrying somebody, I would marry somebody with a better income. And the person, the individual, the actor...
But why is it that she's not getting more income, Mr. Old School?
Yeah.
Why is it that...
The one you're about to say just got a bunch of commercials.
Yeah. The awards keep neglecting certain people. Is it because people like you...
Hold on. I didn't even say my choice yet. You're projecting what you think I'm going to say on me.
You know what you're going to say.
It's pretty evident on what you're going to say.
But how would you know that? You know that Melissa McCarthy...
makes more money.
Earns more money than Leslie Jones.
I do.
You assume. You are biased because you assume that.
I can't be biased based off of a fact.
Regardless of that...
Regardless of your regardless, Melissa McCarthy is an extremely well-known,
well-paid actor. That being said, I want to be more financially secure. So, in this particular case only.
Okay, but here's where you're wrong.
Only.
Heavyset said Ghostbusters, not the actresses playing the Ghostbusters. The Ghostbusters.
Well, I haven't seen the movie yet.
Have you seen the movie?
I believe that Heavyset meant, my interpretation, it is an open interpretation.
We love you, Heavy.
And in this case, I would assume that he meant the actors playing. That being said,
we're not taking consideration.
Due to the fact that...
Reparations.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking simply based
on
financial comfort only, and in this particular case only, I would have to kill Leslie Jones. But that is only, I want to clarify to the audience, that it is only based on the fact that I would have a more comfortable standard of living with Melissa McCarthy, based on the fact...
He feels safer with white people.
You just killed Will because of his voice.
Yeah.
Yet you're keeping McCarthy...
Because of her money.
Because of her financial security.
They're different factors. You're out of your element. It's not the same thing.
Alright.
Are you out of your element?
Let's get the voice of the voiceless over here. Kebbo.
Yeah.
Alright. Your pick'ems.
I would do the two...
Skinny chicks?
Yeah.
Matching me, piece of shit.
I'm offended.
I would kill...
A skinny white chick and the other skinny white chick.
I'm the racist.
We pretty much know who I'm going to kill.
McCarthy?
Yeah. The fat white chick.
So you're going to marry Leslie Jones.
I'm going to marry Leslie Jones.
Followed me too.
You're going to marry Leslie Jones. We play basketball together.
Phil?
You said you'd fuck Jones.
I would
marry Kristen Wiig because she's awesome.
That's right.
I would fuck... So how many fucks?
Two fucks.
Two fucks.
Two fucks.
You got to give at least two fucks.
Before you kill somebody.
Before you kill the black girl.
I would fuck...
So income only. We were talking solely on income.
So you're basically saying her value is based on income.
Yeah.
So in today's time frame, what type of percentage is that?
I don't know how you're trying to steer this.
You stacked.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable in the method that you're attempting to steer this conversation.
My God.
It is not an appropriate...
Yeah, he's trying to steer it in the correct lane.
No.
And he's trying not to...
This is based solely on financial comfortability.
Honestly, you're hanging
based
yourself on this.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm leaving this conversation. That is offensive.
At Old School at the Movies, hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Hashtag DVD sale. Rush Hour 2 and Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 3. You can have the trilogy.
Because they're all the same.
You can have the trilogy.
So are you going to be happy when Trump becomes president?
Uh-huh.
I'm a Canadian voter. I have no say. Therefore, I abstain from any opinions.
So then,
I do not want to sway any voters that listen to the show that they might take my opinion to heart and then decide to vote
We have no more African Americans in America.
He'd ship them back.
Or kill them.
It would just be Africa, wouldn't it?
I don't see how you're trying to relate the fact that I chose an individual, that an actor, that made more...
An individual, so you find it for amongst the others.
It's definitely separating that person from everybody else.
I treat everybody, I love all human beings.
Yeah, that, we don't. That, we've proven that.
Based on money.
All right, Phil.
So I'd fuck the lesbian and the black chick.
She's a lesbian?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Okay. See? There you go. I don't judge people. I don't even know who's a lesbian.
Oh, so you're going to rape the lesbian?
Because you killed her.
She's dead anyway.
She's dead anyway.
So... by process of elimination, I kill McCarthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kill McCarthy. It's just something about
it. Which means crazy. If somehow Melissa McCarthy
listens to the show.
Filming something in Montreal. All right, who are those fucking Albertans in the box?
Melissa McCarthy kills herself.
Due to the fact that
after listening to All Beer Inside, episode 8, take 2. Fuck Kevin McCrank. fuck Leslie Jones, fuck Wig, and kill McKinnon. Fuck McKinnon.
What?
This is your game.
Okay.
And you fucked it up.
Yeah, I totally fucked it up.
You completely fucked up your own game.
Fuck Leslie Jones, because that would be some crazy rough sex, I'm sure. Kill McCarthy, because fuck her.
No, you just said fuck her.
No,
because fuck her or kill her.
One word up. Kill her because she's a piece of shit.
This is brought to you
by Wig and Mary
fantastic McKay. Melissa McCarthy film that is available on my DVD.
You don't have any.
No, I don't.
So shut up. You can't promote them. Fair enough. Shut the fuck up.
Hold on. Do I have any of them on there?
No, you have none.
No. No, I don't. No. I was maybe bridesmaids. No.
All right. So, once again, All Beer Inside listeners, send in your marry, fuck, kills.
Did you actually answer that thing? Or did you skip it?
Who, me?
Who did you marry?
Yeah, who would you marry?
I married the lesbian.
Yeah.
Okay. I fucked Wig, I fucked Jones, and I...
So no, don't...
Hold on, no.
Don't
Jones is the lesbian now.
No.
Kate McKinnon's a lesbian?
Yeah, no.
In real life?
Yeah.
No, in Ghostbusters.
It's like in the fantasy world. No, I thought her character was a lesbian.
In the fantasy world of SNL, she's a lesbian.
Kate McKinnon's a lesbian?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mind blown, folks.
That's fascinating. And on that note,
the only other tweet we got was Heavy giving us the best Irish songs on YouTube. So I don't know if...
What?
What?
The best Irish... Brought to you by Ireland's own double chocolate stout. It's
from London, London, England, you
From London. From London, Ireland.
The name of the beer isn't double chocolate stout. It's Young's.
It's Young's double
chocolate stout. I thought the brand was Young's.
And then this is what Heavy sent us to end the evening.
Bear.
Which I'll actually add to the end of the episode as the outro.
Alright. Thank you, Heavy Set.
So thank you, Heavy Set, for your tweets. Thanks for being the person who actually tweeted us. Let's
Andy Anderson is huge in Winnipeg.
End this episode. Kebo Trek, go fuck yourself.
Well, yeah. No. If you want to send us some topics.
Well, that's what I was going
to... Yes. So the thing I said last time was make sure to send us your topics. It's your show next time. You guys control the topics that we discuss. We have no say in it. We're passing on the power.
Save us from ourselves, please.
Yeah. Actors based on revenue who I would kill.
Also, if there's any Montreal or Ontario-based listeners who can make any beer suggestions, that would be appreciated.
Nobody listens from Canada.
So, Phil, where can we find you
Literally,
on the internet?
I'm serious. Nobody.
find us.
The brand new
for us on Facebook and Google, whatever, the Steam store. It's a game called Stories, the Path of Destiny.
I'm downloading it this weekend. I have my laptop ready. I'm going to download. Is it on sale still? You have a code?
I don't think so.
No, I want to know. I'm just curious.
I'm sorry.
No, here's the thing. Here's the question.
It's only his livelihood. Yeah. It's only his livelihood.
It's not war on, so he's dead.
So you're saying if there was a sale, I shouldn't take advantage of it.
I'm saying you should support your friend in his game endeavors.
And I'm going
to. You should pay him full price.
And I'm going to, but if there were a sale, why not take advantage of it at the same
time? Because it's your friend, you should pay him full price.
It makes no sense.
No.
It does.
If it's on sale already, I would be doing the exact same thing.
I'd pay him more.
Yeah.
Why?
I did the same thing when I was working at EB Games, and Dave's game came out, Black and Bruce, bought it at full price.
Dave does not play a game.
No, he was working as a game tester.
Right.
His company came out with a game, and I bought it at full price. It was a piece of shit.
That being said,
but I did buy it at full price.
That being said, is there currently a sale? I'm just asking if it's out there already.
There is not a sale right now.
Okay. That being said, I will support the game. I will download the game.
At full price?
Stories at full price, The Path of Destinies. Stories at full price, The Path of Destinies. On Steam. Download it now because I'm downloading it.
All right. See Money anywhere. We can find you on the interwebs.
No, actually, no. Are you, do you have
you
a Twitter
don't have
account?
Twitter or anything, eh?
Do you have nothing?
Never fucking use Twitter.
Do you have an Instagram?
You have anything to promote? Personal brand or personal
MySpace or...
Even
all that
products.
Stuff I stopped using.
Do you have an email address?
Yeah.
What's your address?
I'm not giving that on the podcast.
cmoney2@gmail.com.
No,
exactly.
That's probably something else. All right, Mr. Old School, we already know you can find you occasionally on Old School the Movies and frequently on Roscast, where you bury things into the ground.
At oldmovies.net, check out my
Just
DVDs
like Jones, show. Apparently.
Yep.
Why are we still bringing this up?
It's a poor dead body.
She's not dead. It is theoretical, and it was theoretically based on revenue generated by the actor. Anyways, I'm not going to go in the sandbox with them because I know that ethically I made the right decision.
No, you didn't.
So that being said, check out my DVD sale with fantastic African American actors.
And for myself.
Such as Chris
like
Tucker.
Like Chris Tucker and
Rush Hour 2.
Chris Tucker.
And Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Chris Tucker's brother, Eddie Murphy. In Beverly Hills Rush Hour 2.
1 and 3. And Chris Tucker in Beverly Hills Rush Hour 2.
All right. You already heard us at All Beer Inside. Please tweet us articles at allbeerinside@gmail.com.
Carp sits at his computer 24 hours a day.
Pretty much.
Waiting for your tweets.
allbeerinside@gmail.com. Articles. Turn them into hotness. Turn them into video games. Just turn them into something.
Give
whatever.
Them
we want, we them want them. Your input. Shut the fuck up.
Just say hi. Just show them that
everyone needs
as
input.
Well, just for the hell of it.
I need input. Give me input.
At CFI.
I am retard.
Carp will send you a $100 Amazon gift card for every single person.
Carp will buy one DVD from my sale for every tweet that you...
He will pay a DVD full price from Old School's collection.
And he'll ship it to you for every
plus
tweet that you...
social lubricant.
For myself personally, at Killer Carp Diem, and join us on CFL Easy Picks. It's super fun, even though the episodes are only about 20 minutes long per week.
You can find me on SaveJones.com.
SaveLeslieJones.com.
Save.
Mr. Old
Imagine
School is racist
whole movie
shit.
Get started.
Hashtag SaveJones.
She's not dead. She's doing fine.
And have a good night. And
fuck off.
Drink your beer and enjoy it.
Fuck off. Cheers.
1, 2, 3. Bear, bear, bear. Chimney bear, bear, bear.
A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mox, and he invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hops.
He might have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. And look what he's done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. Lord bless Charlie Mox, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer.
The Fury's bar, the Tansy's pub, the hole in the wall as well. Oh, one thing you can be sure of, it's Charlie's beer they sell. So come on all me lucky lads, 11 o'clock she stops. 5 short seconds, remember Charlie Mops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, Mark Levine is admiral, a sultan or a king. And to his praises we shall always sing. A look what he's done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. A Lord bless Charlie Mott, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer.
A bushel, a malt, a barrel, a box, and started around with a stick. That's got the lubrication to make your engine sing. Oh, 40 parts of wallop a day will keep away the quack. It's only 8 and 8 the pot and 1 and 6 the tax. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, might have been an admiral, a sultan or a king. And to his praises we shall always sing. And look what he's done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. A Lord bless Charlie Buff, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. The Lord bless Charlie Buff.
Arms?
What's with the 8 second pause?
Was there a comma? What was a period?
It was like dot 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 bad.
It was ellipses. Dot dot dot.
Ellipses.
Do you have one of your mini laptops like you use?
So while you load that article, well, card, I want to let you know about a DVD sale that's going on. A couple.
Hey, Cam, want to move?
It's at least.
It up again?
It's at least. We got.
Find me a laptop.
For this hour only, 15 DVDs for the low price of $10. The Big Lebowski, The Dark Knight, The Social Network.
All right. Well, then we're not reading
20
article.
Years too soon. WWE, ECW, One Night Stand. WWE, okay. Hulk still rules. WWE on the road with Honky Tonk Man.
Dude, I'm so getting rid of all of it.
You gotta keep it. It's good.
Okay, this is now loading the 20 best steps.
Okay, well, next. Speaking of socially awkward moments, Johnny Mnemonic on my DVDs, Old School's DVD sale. 18 movies for only $10, plus a free social lubricant. Listen, I have access to this recording. I will edit your edit. This Old School DVD sale featuring Roger and Me, Rush Hour 2, Star Trek 2009, Team America World Police, The Big Lebowski.
All right, shut the fuck up. You're listening to his stupid giggle shit.
Rush Hour 2.
All right.
Woof woof. Woof woof woof. Keep going.
Can you not be an asshole for like 10 minutes?
Impossible.
Just like, that's it. The challenge is being laid down. Next WrestleCast, you can't drop the word fuck once at any point. Ever.
Jeez. You know what? Fuck it. I accept the challenge. I'm going to do it. Next WrestleCast, no cursing. Speaking of juniors, Ace Ventura 3.
What?
I'm selling it.
What's junior about
because it's about
the kid. The Ace Ventura's kid.
Junior, yeah.
The fat kid. Butterfly effect. Lockhart lost it. While he goes ahead and gets that article.
This segment is brought to you
by Old School's DVD sale. 18 titles for only $10 with free social lubricant. Bowling for Columbine.
All right.
Bubba, why do you keep scratching your dick?
I'm not touching my dick, you fucking homo.
Why am I gay for thinking you touch your dick?
Unlike the smile. Wow.
Why are you looking?
You know what?
Why are you looking at
you
my
know,
dick?
It sounded so much better when it was in my head. And then the words were released out into the world. Just absolute shite.
Sometimes you just gotta turn that filter on, buddy. And I know it's real hard to turn it on, but yeah.
Just did not come out the way it sounded.
I didn't think you were young.
Well, I'm a homo because I'm not. Like, wait a minute. Hold on.
All right. Big cock.
That is totally Will's beer.
We should get it for him for the next day.
Cock
just
cock
for the year end review, where is it from?
Big cock IPA.
Where is it though?
Iowa. Oh, dude, Andy Anderson! Big cock IPA!
We can totally get
hold
it.
On, I'm gonna message him right now.
Was that not like the idea this whole time?
Well, no, because some people had thought that because you were marrying the person, you got to constantly fuck them. But this
why
is like.
You call the section fuck?
No, because there's married and there's fuck and there's kid.
That's exactly what I just said.
But some people thought if you married the person, you got to have sex with them multiple times.
Okay,
like
so,
who?
Yeah,
I thought that was some.
No,
anyways.
No,
okay.
Nobody thought that.
No, no,
anyways,
you're the only.
I'm the only one.
And then
never...
you're trying to explain it when you're the only person who has an issue with it.
All right,
this was never in the
debate.
I'm
he's
not,
talking to himself.
I don't really understand why you even took the time to explain
all right,
it.
All right.
if you were the only person
out there who didn't understand,
who maybe misinterpreted your own rules,
maybe.
And then attempted to explain to everybody, even though you were the only person who had an issue with the rules that you made in your own game.
I can see the hamster moving.
There was I'm on dial-up.
Have to do something that matters for something.
I am not Christopher Walken.
What's great is the fact. What's great is meow 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 meow. I'll go along with it. I don't care. I like that.
All right.
Odor. An odor.